which is not need to be satisfied with the presence of the stuff or use of it. It's something else. Something that I refer to it as like this, which is in here, but I know that the essence of it is not in, it's out. Therefore, this arat is strange. Time doesn't matter for it, because we know the only subject which is timeless is love. Look at the literature, the only books, all the books that we read are love stories. Romeo and Juliet are famous, because love story is always a love story. Right? So it's timeless, and pay attention that special stuff reserved for the prophets is in this parable. By accepting this, you accepted that there is a speaker in you. You have a receiver inside. If you tune it, you will get the message. Because the message is made for you. And who says that you cannot be a prophet? Who could say that? Could you say that you cannot be a prophet? No. Because how does it happen? How does someone become a prophet? First of all, we know that someone is not necessarily needed to be a good person even. They're all sinners. They sin. Yeah. Because it's irrelevant who you are. If he wants to send you an email and say, you are my prophet, nobody could stop and search for viruses in his email. It's his choice. Are you listening to me? What's the use of this for you? Really, what I was saying, is it good for you to think about, okay, maybe I'll become a prophet? That's not what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about love. Love could touch anybody. And no one knows how and why. But we are trying to increase your chances only. Because if love touches you, good for you. You know what will happen to you if love touches you? Haven't you read the story of all the prophets? They have a very happy, miserable life. So you're loving, that's what love is. Because you feel miserable, you know, you have to give up all the ego and self-protection and indulging and all that. And you have to work for it. You will have a happy life. That's what love is. Because here we're not talking about God. We're talking about you becoming happier. That's it. The source of happiness is to know that this parrot is in you. And even if you are a very self-reserved, selfish, narcissist or whatever, love could touch you. And you will change for your surprise and everyone's. Suddenly you are someone else. That miracle is something everybody knows about. That's what we're talking about. Because we believe if suddenly love touches your heart, you are blessed by God. And you have a message. What is your message? When you become a lover, you have nothing else but love. So you are carrying the message of love. You are a prophet. To us, you are. And you could be. This is what the parrot is all about. That's why the parrot should die from inside of your cage to be liberated somehow. Let's see the process of liberation, John. Yes?
Nicholson uses the word jealousy. The jealousy is this Is that the word that you're suggesting?
Definitely not. That's the word that not. It's not the fault of Nicholson. Also the Iranians. Honestly, ask them what is Ghairat. They will tell you jealousy. But ask an Arab. It's so obvious. The verb is Ghair, means the other one, not this one. Is Ghair. Ghairat means being really other one, means exception, absolute exception. He uses it for God later. He will say the real Qayyum is God because he is different. Means that subject is totally different from all philosophical things and stuff like that. That's Ghairat as well. And he will say it like this. The Persian is غیرتان باشد که آن غیر همه است فارغ از این ماجرا و دمدم است. You say غیرت means the one who doesn't look like the others and it doesn't give a damn about all these arguments and damn which we breathe to each other and talk about. That's what غیرت for Rumi is.
It's thinking about this. We have the word in English, transcendence. Mm-hmm. It's just like the totally transcendent aspect of God, as opposed to the immanent in the world.
I don't know, I have to think about that.
Okay. Because I've been trying to, you know, find words that
yes,
kind of work and with this idea. And transcendent is sort of one of the only ones I can come up with, that absolute transcendence of God.
We should be careful, because if we translate Ghairat to transcendence, there are some places that maybe it will give us a wrong idea, so yeah. We'll have to check it. Yeah. I never thought about it like that. You know that my English is awful. These are the only words I know, I mean, more than this.
Anyway.
So, let's hear your parrot.
That parrot is hidden within thee.
Are you listening? Everybody is listening or what?
No, nothing. I'm just thinking. They can't hear him.
Just where I want another microphone.
Please pay attention. They're not. They're back. They're talking. I stopped at this verse last time. These are the teaching tricks. To open it today with this and talk about this parrot. This parrot, which is in a story. We are listening to a story of a parrot who wants to associate with the other parrots. In your language, you should say, this is a parrot who loves to party with the other parrots. Okay? This parrot, this blah, 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 he's talking. At the end, he will exaggerate about this parrot. And I show you that this is of love, this is the real thought, not this thinking. And this is blah, 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 all that. Why? I stop about it to let you think about it. That he's talking about the parrot like this. And he exaggerates like this to say something. This something, please listen. Say it again.
That parrot is hidden within thee. Thou hast...
The parrot that I'm talking in this story, he said, that parrot, this is Rumi. We are not in the story anymore. Because up to here, this was the shouting, sentimental speech of the merchant, right? But the merchant will not say this is in you. This is Rumi. Suddenly, when he went like that and arrived to and say this parrot is really the essence of that angel. Gabriel, this is it. Look at this parrot, the Gabriel. Because that's the flying machine we know that the prophet will go up, right? To say, okay, this Gabriel is in you. That's why I try to explain it to you. This is not something that is somewhere else to go and find and buy and things like that. The hidden treasure is in you. It is hidden, but it's hidden like the Like you hide the eggs in the beginning of the spring for children to find. It's hidden to be found. Not it's hidden not to be found. Yes.